Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
It's time to beat Barry.
Not physically, 98FM.
An ego is something that I know that none of us have, right?
I've a bone to pick with you, Leanne Hannafin.
Right, straight off the bat, here we go.
This day last week, we do this quiz every Thursday, except when you get a better invite and a better offer from the talented lads that were in last week.
We did have Foyle Arms and Hogg on the show. They are exceptional and so, so funny. It's just the way it happened, Barry.
I mean, they are. They're great comedians.
We ran out of time.
Songwriters. What do they know about pop trivia? Nothing. Nothing. That's why I'm back this week.
Apparently, you are the man who knows an awful lot because, Barry Dunn, music is your forte. You've been a DJ for years. But I like to think that I know a thing or two as well. And this is why we do this music competition every single week. It is called Beat Barry. We have five questions, one from the 90s, the noughties, the 10s, the 20s, and a bonus question that Barry gets to choose from. And of course, we can't do it alone, okay? We have to have our quizmaster, producer Colin, as well.
Everyone.
Keeping the show on the road.
Yes, I am the official adjudicator and quizmaster. So the quiz questions are handed to me each week. I don't know what's coming, and I get to see them and put them to you. Mm. Both the kind of music heads of 98 that think they are the smartest when it comes to music.
Yeah.
And I get to see who comes out on top each week.
Kyle's kind of like the VAR whole thing. Like,
yeah. Yeah, do the
Hawkeye.
Tone O'Neill. But yeah, and we have a little bit of fun, get a little bit competitive, but it's all about the music.
100%. And we say to you as well, play along at home if you're listening as well. Will we do it?
Absolutely. This is your first clip. It's from the 90s. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of
What happened there?
Okay, so that was a montage. It was four clips of massive 90s hits. They all have something in common.
Oh,
but
no.
What is it?
Yes, I know this. I think I know it, but a couple of those tunes, I'm absolutely not getting.
I'm not getting a 3 out of 4 of them.
Well,
great start.
Think about it for a while. Okay, question two, or clip two is from the noughties. Here it is. What a tune. That's AO Technology, a 2007 hit featuring Justin Timberlake. Released by which rapper?
I knew this was going to be it. I knew it was going to be.
You're looking nervous, Hannafin. You're looking nervous.
Were you a babby when this came out?
What year was it?
2007. She would have been about 9.
I know, I was 9.
Okay. We both went, I was like, what age was I?
This was my tune when I was 9, Barry.
Yeah. I hope not.
Okay. Question 3 is from the 10s. Here's your clip. You both definitely would have played that. That's Middle, a massive 2016 song from which DJ?
These are tough this week.
There's a few people scratching heads here in studio.
I haven't one answer written down.
There's plenty of time for that in between.
Yeah.
We're in the 20s for your next question. Here's the clip. I want you to be
love, love. Great tune.
Come on, Gaga.
I love this when it came out. That's Stupid Love, a big 2020 hit for Lady Gaga. But name the album it came from.
Oh.
I'd get this, but I'm a Gaga fan.
Yeah. Albums are sticky for me.
You know, that song reminds me of the lockdowns.
Yes,
I will say no more.
That page looks a bit blank, Leanne. Question 5. Barry, you get to choose the final question. Would you like north or south?
Oh, watch yourself now.
Okay, I like Donegal. Let's go north.
Okay, play the clip, Leanne.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, that's Northern Star, a big tune for Spice Girl Melanie C. But can you tell us the year it was released? Gonna have to be a good guessing game,
guesswork,
Leanne.
Guesswork here now, okay. 5 questions done and dusted. We'll find out the answers in just a few. And this is where we do the ceremonial exchange of them.
They swap their answers live in front of me. There's no cheating involved.
Leanne's paper was looking quite blank there.
Oh, God, Barry, don't.
I was rattling my brain for any inspiration. This has been a very tough week, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's Beat Barry, our kind of resident music quiz here on 98FM. And we go through kind of the 10s, 20s, 90s, noughties, all of that and above. We'll get into it, lads, and get some answers.
Okay.
Here's the 90s clip. Okay, that was a montage, and it was four clips of massive 90s hits. They all have something in common, but what is it? Leanne, what did Barry put down?
I think Barry was confident in giving this answer. So Barry said soaps.
And Leanne reckons that they were all released in the same year.
That's a wild guess.
Barry Dunn is correct. Oh. They are all from soap stars. So the first song you hear there is Natalie Imbruglia from Neighbours.
Oh, yes.
Adam Rickett is the second song from Coronation Street. Danny Minogue from Home and Away. And finally, Martin McCutcheon from EastEnders.
No.
So a point to Barry Dunn
there. Well done, Barry.
Can I just say as well, come for the quiz, but stay for Cahal's singing to the clips. Because it's absolutely amazing.
Clip number two is from the noughties.
Here we go.
Remember this song? It's AO Technology, a 2007 hit featuring Justin Timberlake, released by which rapper?
Barry says 50 Cent.
And Leanne Hanafin, causing a sensation dancing around her primary school playground.
Nine years of age,
said Eminem.
Barry Dunn is correct.
Yeah, again, another wild guess for me. Well done, Barry.
Congrats, Barry. Question three is from the tens. Here's the clip. Sing along to this one. That's Middle, a massive 2016 song from which DJ?
I think you've mashed two into
yes,
one
can
here.
Can I change that, by the way? Is it too late to change it? And put
I think it is.
Okay. Adjudicator has spoken. Okay. I actually would have given it to
Barry
you.
What did Barry put down?
So Barry has said Bipolar Empire. I think you meant Bipolar Sunshine.
Yes, I did.
But that's what you have written down.
Yeah, I can't accept it.
Okay, it's a better name. And Leanne says Zed.
Leanne is incorrect and Barry's incorrect, but it was DJ Snake featuring Bipolar Sunshine.
I knew it.
Close but no cigar, Barry. Still 2-0. Question four is from the 20s and here's the clip. I want you to be loved. Banger.
Okay, for one answer and one answer only.
That's Stupid Love.
I think we have the same
2020 hit from Lady Gaga. Name the album it came from.
Barry has said Chromatica.
Leanne says Chromatica.
Both correct.
Yay. Thank goodness.
Getting one on the board, Leanne.
Thank you.
Finally, Barry, you always choose the last question's theme. North or South were the options today, and you picked North. Northern Star, a big tune for Spice Girl Melanie C. But what year was it released?
Barry said 1999.
And Leanne Hanafin said, I think you were a few years out here, Leanne, because it was her debut single, from all I remember. Leanne reckons 2004.
Okay.
Barry Dunn is correct. With 1999.
Spot on! Do you know what?
Keep it was that tongue in your mouth.
By a landslide. We won't even talk about what Barry just did there.
4-1, Barry.
Well done.
They were so tough. Can we say thank you to Cahal for being the adjudicator, also our quiz master who's setting these questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll do it all again next week.
We absolutely will.
Leanne Hanafin on 98FM.
It is Baltic out there, isn't it? So cold. The first real frost last night. Felt the cold then coming in this morning as well. Obviously, there's widespread frost and icy stretches right across the county and the country as well. So make sure you're taking care out there this morning if you're on the roads, keeping warm and wrapped up as well. We had a bit of a disastrous morning this morning. So my boyfriend left for work in plenty of time, as he always does. And 2 minutes later, I get a phone call from him, from the car, saying, my car won't start. Oh yeah, not even the fact that, you know, it was completely frosted over and it was taking a while to defrost. No, the actual thing would not start. So it seems that the frost and all of the cold just completely got into the battery and cut the thing completely. Nightmare. Now, obviously, you know, there are things that you can do beforehand and during to kind of help a morning like this as we go into the colder months become a little bit simpler. And they say how to defrost your car quickly and safely. Apparently, before starting, make sure that the wipers are off so you don't damage the motor if they're frozen to the glass. Then when you start the car, obviously you're turning on the heater, the aircon, the rear window heater as well. If you have heated mirrors, they say, if you are so fancy, turn them on as well. Use the proper de-icer, the proper scraper, and don't drive away until all of the windows are fully clear.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. on 98 FM.